between recruiting trips, trying to coach a high school football team, and being the athletic director, this next guest, Kenny, has been, well, to say hard to get a hold of, doesn't do it quite justice, but we're happy to have on the program right now the interim head football coach at Kent McKinley High School, Antonio Hall. Antonio, thanks for joining us, and how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
You think? I mean, one week you're in Colorado. The next week, God only knows where you're at. You ended up in Kentucky. Tell us before we get started about your son's recruiting trips and where he and how he ended up being a Wildcat, just like his dad.
Well, I mean, I'll kind of tell you about my end, but he's sitting right here. I could let him tell you how he made his decision.
Sure.
But we, you know, he kind of had his like five or six, seven-ish schools that he wanted to check out, and we went to Kentucky on an unofficial early in the month. And he liked it so much, he wanted to do an official, make sure his mom came out to see it. Although, you know, she graduated from Kentucky. It's changed substantially since we left Lexington. She came out. Everyone loved it. He kind of knew when he was down there that this is where he wanted to be. So he pulled the trigger.
I got to tell you, I laugh all the time. Now, I know you went to Kentucky, and I follow you on Facebook, and I saw a picture when he made it official and they put him in a uniform and he got to take the snapshots and everything else. But my question is this, how in the heck did they get you back into your old uniform?
I guess they must make uniforms a little bigger than what they used to. I don't know, but they had the 7-3 right there ready to go. So I said, why not?
They got those stretch pants and stretch jerseys now, right?
Yeah.
Antonio?
Yeah, it's a lot more give these days.
Oh, the interim head coach at McKinley High School joining us, Antonio Hall, here on the Wake 'Em Way Hotline. And Antonio, how shocked are you that here we are on July 1st of 2021 and we're talking to you not as the athletic director but as the interim head coach of McKinley football?
Pretty surprised. I mean, you know, none of this was on the horizon, you know, a little more than a month ago. I mean, you know, if you ask me in May, you know, what things were looking like for the season, you know, I mean, everything was going pretty good, you know, from what I saw. But, you know, unfortunate circumstances are what they are. And now I'm at the head and just got to kind of steer our ship into some calm waters.
Well, it's such a weird, weird happening. And like you said, you know, we all know the incident. We're not going to rehash what happened at the high school and with Coach Watley and the remainder of that staff that were let go. But when I look at it and I think about the season being just right around the corner, I mean, it's less than 2 months away. Have mm-hmm. you had time to get and put together a complete staff?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. And it's just funny how things kind of fall into place. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that that God opens up doors, and I just kind of follow his path. So, ironically enough, some really good people, some really quality coaches were available, and we just kind of fell into place. So, you know, I'm a wait a little bit later date to kind of name my staff, but once people who hear who we have on staff, people are going to be real excited.
Have you ever, as a player or as a coach, the disciplinary tactic that was used, have you ever seen that before that ended up getting the coach fired and the other assistant coaches fired? Because I have never seen that, and I was blown away by it that mm-hmm. was used, but it was that they said, well, it's been used elsewhere, so that was the only way we can get through to the guy. Have you ever seen that or used that or been a part of that in any way, shape, or form, Antonio?
Similar, not to that degree, not to that circumstance, but you know, I have been in situations where, you know, instead of you being punished for your deeds, the team is punished while you watch. Again, kind of get the big picture how one person's action affects everybody. So, you know, I've definitely been in circumstances like that and locker rooms like that. If you're talking almost 20 years ago, and the coaches who were doing it have been around for a while. So, I mean, that's I haven't seen them much lately, but I definitely know it's used.
Antonio, over the last couple of months, we've seen coaches come and coaches go. We've seen coaches come out of retirement and go back into the high school level. Mm-hmm. My question is this. With what went down at McKinley during that incident, had you said no to becoming the next head football coach, whether it's interim or not, were they ready and was your office as athletic director ready to name someone else? I mean, would there have been a search? How would this have gone down?
I mean, there were a couple of different avenues that we talked about. And, you know, believe me naming myself or them naming me as the interim head coach was probably the last of all options that we've exhausted or opportunities that we tried or at least looked into. But just as far as the timing, the situation we were in, how we had to make sure that, you know, our families and our kids felt that the locker room was stable. It just kind of seemed like I was going to be a natural fit to step in at this time and take over. So, but, you know, there were three or four names that I was looking into, and I know, you know, the other administration were looking into some options. But for this time and this circumstance, we felt that I was probably the best fit given what we're facing.
As former alumni, you and myself, how important is it to you and for, I guess, everyone involved, including the school board and the athletes that are there at Kent McKinley, how important is it to you to be an alumni of Kent McKinley and now be the head football coach?
I mean, I can't verbalize that. I mean, as much as it means to me, there's no way that I can articulate just how this feels in a good way and a bad way. You know, I mean, obviously me being an alumni, me being a former assistant coach and athletic director and now the head coach, you know, I think I've checked pretty much all boxes when it comes to the football program. But, you know, I definitely didn't want to inherit it this way. But circumstances being what they are, that's what it is. And, you know, it's still a tremendous opportunity. You know, I don't mind starting behind the eight ball, and I don't mind adversity. So, I mean, this, you know, this will be a testament to what I believe in and the man I am. But I have some really great kids in that locker room. I mean, some really great kids who are taking ownership of the team and still want this to be a successful season. So given that, plus the coaches that I'm going to surround them with, I still look for this to be a very productive season.
Antonio Hall, our guest here on the Kenny and JT Show. And Antonio, are you at all concerned about not having the whole locker room behind you after some of them came out and spoke on the behalf of Marcus Watley and wanted him to return? Is there any concern there? And if so, how do you win them over?
I think there's zero concern on my part for the simple fact that, you know, my relationship with them and their relationship with Coach Watley has nothing to do with one another. I mean, I've been in locker rooms where, you know, there's been turnaround, there's been change, there's been abrupt change. And, you know, I've had close coaches to me that have been fired or moved on. And that's just a part of the maturation process. But given the guy's attitude, their energy, the way they've been working the past month, I don't see it being a split locker room or anything like that. You know, do they still have close ties with some of those coaches? Of course they do. And I encourage them to do that because those coaches did a lot for those guys. But I don't think it's going to affect what we're trying to do as far as a team.
Member of a state and national championship team, played Division I football in Kentucky, professional career as well, not only here in the United States, but in the Canadian leagues as well. I look at it this way. You can't get that locker room and you don't get kids to respect you for what you've accomplished already, no matter where you've been as a coach so far and you've been around. I know this is your first job as a head coach. A lot of people might think that this might be a little bit too much to pull off in your very first head coaching job. But I look at it this way, and a former principal, Zen Graveus, told me a long time ago that when you're around this game as long as you've been as a player and assistant coach and really never got too far away from the game, who better to coach our kids?
Well, I appreciate that. And I think more so than my experience, that I rely on is just the relationships that I build with all my guys in the locker room. You know, I mean, I think that's why everywhere I've been successful, because those guys know I truly, truly care about them. And I care more about them as a person than I ever will as a football player. And I try to develop the person far more than I try to develop them as a football player. And that carries over onto the field. So, you know, yes, my experience, but I think it's also just being able to relate to young people being able to trust me, them buying into what I'm selling. I think ultimately that's the biggest benefit I bring to this whole situation.
All right, so what's an Antonio Hall coached McKinley High School football team going to be all about? What's the philosophy? What's your approach as you're selling them, and you've got to sell, you know, alumni and fans wondering, oh God, is this season already ruined, or can he, you know, make sure this thing turns around against that rival Maslin and get us into the playoffs and win a couple of games?
Right, you know, I think that my philosophy is intrinsic. It solely concentrates on the players. You know, I'm honestly not concerned about anybody outside that locker room right now. And, you know, as long as my players are following my lead and going by our four principles that we've discussed, which is excellent, effort, execution, and enthusiasm, I think we'll be just fine. You know, again, I'm not here to coach to get headlines. I'm not here to coach to get the approval from fans. I'm here to get these young men prepared for life. And, you know, if I keep the main thing, I think I'll ultimately be successful. But more importantly, our young people will be successful.
See, at the NFL level, they call it a change of culture. But down here where we come from, we call it tradition, where champions are made and success is a tradition. How are you going to level the playing field on a team and a program that's 1-9 versus your opponent over there to the West?
All I can say is just watch.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Just watch.
I'm going to hold you to that.
And I, you know, we have nine opportunities. We have nine contests before that game. And, you know, I'm not going to let the locker room, I'm not going to let that stage augment our progression as we move through this season. You know, I'm not coaching for week 10 right now. I'm coaching for week 1. You know, obviously week 10 is a big game, and we all want to win that. But if we don't handle business week 1 through 9, our chances of being successful in that week 10 are substantially lower. So that'll get here when it gets here. Until then, we just got to put our hats on and get better every single day.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. You get to open up with a mentor August 28th.
That's right. That's right. And, I mean, if we're going to beat those teams in the playoffs, we have to see those teams in the regular season, especially now with almost everybody making the playoffs. You know, I'd much rather go in battle-tested at 6-4 than – you know, going 91-0 and not really have played anybody outside of, you know, our normal competition. So, you know, to be the best, you have to beat the best. I've always thought that way. That's philosophy coming from Tom McDaniels. And so for McKinley to get us back to where we need to be, we have to play those teams.
Talk about Coach McD for a second. Who was the first person you called when you were named interim head coach, and did his name pop into the conversation?
Well, let's put it like this. Coach McD and I have a great relationship, and I generally don't make any professional move without consulting him. And he's always been a resource and will continue to be a resource in any way that I think that if I ask him, he'll do. So, you know, Coach McD would definitely be around. You know, and again, he's always an extra set of eyes and ears and a great voice of reason and insight for me. So I don't think that's going to change. It may pick up a little bit given the circumstances, but yeah, Coach McD and I still have very close contact.
You know, when you think about Camp McKinley football, you can go back decades and decades and think of the great coaches that have been there. But recently anyway, there's been such a rash of different coaches going through there. I mean, gone are the days when Bridey was there and he coached for 10, 11 years, whatever it was. Tom McDaniels went in there. He wore the head coaching headphones, we'll say, for years, and then came back for another year. If you have any, we think you're going to have a level of success, are you prepared to have them remove interim from your title moving forward?
Well, I mean, that's a bridge we have to cross when we get there. I mean, I don't think anyone is going to be more critical of their evaluation than myself. And, you know, if I truly feel like I can't get this job done after the season, I have no problems firing me, right, and finding the right person who will. But anybody who knows me knows I'm a competitor. Anybody who knows me knows that I love the challenge and facing adversity. So, you know, I think I'm the right man for this job, but I'm obviously going to have to prove it to myself and everyone else.
It's like the movie Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell when he was Jackie Moon. He was the owner and he was the player, right?
That's it.
Yeah. So you're the one that's got to sell it to the players, to the fans, and then you got to go out and do it and sell it to yourself to make sure everything works. So they do take that interim tag off. And his saying, I think, was ELE, everybody loves everybody. You've got excellence, effort, enthusiasm, and excitement. So I think you're right on line with Jackie Moon.
Hey, well, listen, those are some big shoes to fill, man. Jackie Moon is the best promoter of all time. So.
See, and that's what we look for, because I've been telling Kenny this for months. Something is missing. Last year during the pandemic, there was a lot of things and a lot of games I got to go take in. And when I watched the McKinley program, I couldn't put my finger on it. I don't want to say it was a lack of discipline, fundamentals, whatever. But there was something missing. I can't put my finger on it. But now we look for you to do that for us and regain this program back to the respect that it used to have. When I think about playing and watching these games at Tom Benson Stadium, first and foremost, there may not be a better high school football stadium in the world, okay? But is there a home field advantage playing at Tom Benson Football Stadium?
Well, you know, definitely the turnout isn't what it was back in the 90s, but I look for all that to change. I look for that to change just because of the reinstatement of the Bulldog culture, of what we hold close to us, bringing Bulldog pride back across the board. So, I mean, all that's going to be reinstated, you know, and I truly think that's going to start with this class of seniors. I mean, these guys have been through a lot in their 4 years, and they're still very dedicated. They're still very driven to be successful and win. So, you know, I couldn't think of a better group to start my tenure off with than this class of guys who I have right now.
I started off the interview by mentioning the fact that your son has accepted a full ride scholarship to Kentucky. He'll be a Wildcat. But I also told Kenny this. Your father, Nick Spondell, was recently named, say, a Holy Trinity Man of the Year, but he goes back as being a principal in the Kansas City school systems, correct?
Yep, he was a principal. He's an athletic director. He's a teacher. He was a basketball coach. I mean, he did it all, man. He did it all. And his love and passion for kids and for teaching obviously permeated into me. It's permeated into my kids. You know, I mean, I can't be more proud of my oldest son, all my kids, really. But the fact that my oldest son had several opportunities to go play college football pretty much anywhere, and he chose, I didn't force him, he chose to play at Kentucky.
Oh, whatever.
And so that, oh, listen, he's sitting right here. Did I push Kentucky on you at all? No.
Oh, good answer. Good answer, while Dad's right there. Good one. You know, the Grecian Festival's next week. If you don't answer that question correctly, he's not taking you.
Oh, no, that's great.
Kentucky is night and day as a program, even as a university from when I went there. So, you know, I wanted him to see everything for himself. You know, that's why we went on unofficial visits as well as official visits this summer. you know, I play devil's advocate a lot because, you know, I've had my career. I've had my turn. It's his turn. And the fact that he chose to go and be a legacy, knowing that there's going to be some implications and maybe some pressure put on him because of that, but he's willing to accept that challenge as well. And I look for him to surpass me in every way, shape, or form. So I'm looking forward to when he's done at Kentucky, I'm remembered as Nicholas Hall's dad, not, you know, that's Nicholas, I mean, that's Antonio Hall's son. So
along those lines, I want to interrupt real quick because we're running out of time, and I got to ask you this about how it's going to affect maybe high school kids, but also your son now because of the NIL, name, image, likeness. Your kid can now go to Kentucky.
He's smiling and rubbing his hands. He can't wait.
See? Right? So as a dad, take me through that as a dad and how that's beneficial to your kid, but also take me through that as the AD and a high school coach, and does that affect recruiting, and could it get a little out of hand when, you know, guys and coaches are calling you to recruit kids from McKinley?
Right, and I think until there are some structures and the infrastructure put in by the NCAA or a conference or what have you, because, I mean, right now it's the Wild West. You know, everybody's trying to fill this thing out, see kind of where the cards fall. But until there is a structure and parameters on it, I mean, it is going to be a nightmare to deal with as an administrator and as a coach. As a former player, I am glad that it happened. You know, I mean, since 2001, since I've been on the Student Athlete Advisory Committee for the NCAA, you know, we've been advocating that players need to benefit from their image and likeness. I mean, if I think about how many billboards and posters and cups and jerseys of mine was sold to Kentucky, I mean, I probably wouldn't even have to work today could I have profited from all of that stuff. So, you know, but now kids have to learn about taxes at a lot early age. They have to understand, you know, business. So it does present a challenge, but it's a challenge in a good way. And, you know, I'm just glad the players finally get to benefit from a billion-dollar industry that's, quote, if I'm being frank, has been exploiting us for years. So I'm thrilled that, you know, my son and hopefully my two younger sons can benefit from that when the time comes as well. But as an administrator, you're right, it's going to be a nightmare.
Interim head coach at Camp McKinley is Antonio Hall joining us right now. This is no easy task. To be a head coach is pretty much a full-time job, whether you're teaching or not. But now you've got multiple hats, still athletic director. You've got help in that office, and I promised I'd get her name in here. Lisa Bianchi-Owens is there to give a helping hand. But talk about how hard it's going to be to juggle everything. We've seen it. Nate Moore does it. Scotty Garcia over at Glen Oak as well. But I mean, how much time can you really, you know, throw at one position versus the other?
I mean, I won't know. I won't know until we see. But, you know, the fact that we got Joe Bogdan in from Lake, I mean, this guy is a genius, has a great mind for athletics, great mind for business, just a great mind as far as foresight. So definitely having Joe in the building is huge. Take a lot of things off my plate, and also give me a ear to bounce things off of, ideas, go back and forth with. Of course, Lisa's amazing. You still got Kim Shrewsbury, who's in the athletic department, who helps out tremendously. Nancy Piccone. So, I mean, you know, I have a great staff. I have a great crew. They all, like me, are here to serve the kids. That's the primordial goal. And I think we'll be able to do it for the simple fact that we have great quality people in there doing what they do.
Antonio, I've got less than a minute to go, but I've got to ask this question. What does McKinley football mean to you? And do you believe the players on your team feel the same?
McKinley football is everything to me. I mean, it's funny because I spent the last 12 years professionally trying to set myself up to get this position. Did not want to get it in this circumstance, did not intend for it to happen this way, did not want I mean, once I got the AD job, it kind of changed my trajectory on, like, professionally what I thought was going to happen. But the fact that, you know, God gave me this opportunity, I mean, you know, I still drive to work sometimes and tear up because it hits me.
Nice.
So it means everything to
that's
me.
That's outstanding. Antonio, thanks again for your time today. And you know what? Since we were talking about name, image, and likeness, Kenny, why don't we do this in the football season? Maybe we have the Antonio Hall show once a week during the football season.
Hey, as long as those checks come in, of course.
Hey, forget about that. We got your phone number, man. We'll just take it at that, huh? Hey, man, we wish you the best of luck. Only the best, man. Congratulations, even under these consequences. But, man, we really appreciate you joining us. And congratulations to Nico as well, all right?
Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach, get Kenny Peterson to sponsor the show with all those bun cakes he's selling, all right?
Perfect. Great idea. I'm on it.
All right. See you, Coach.